For the past two Sundays, we've seen Jesus baptized. He's announced the meaning and the purpose of his work, and he has called his first disciples. Today, we see him beginning his work. The words of Deuteronomy in our first reading are being fulfilled. A prophet like me will the Lord your God raise up for you from among your own kin. To him you shall listen. After four centuries without a prophet in Israel, Jesus has appeared and everything changes. Today's reading from Mark shows us the beginning of a busy day for Jesus, in which we will see all the main elements of his work. As an observant Jew, he joins in public worship on the Sabbath. He teaches, he heals, he drives out unclean spirits, and later he prays alone. There's also the astounded reaction of the people. In Mark's gospel, we find three kinds of people, all of whom react differently to Jesus: his own disciples, the religious leaders, and the regular people. Usually, it's the ordinary people who come off with any credit and insight. At the synagogue, there was a scripture and prayer service. There was no sacrifice because that happened only in the temple in Jerusalem. Most Jews seldom went to the temple because it was too far away. We're told elsewhere that Jesus apparently went there about once a year for one of the major feasts. The synagogue service was simple: some prayers, readings from the Hebrew scriptures, and someone offered a reflection. There was no formal clergy. They were only to be found in the temple. You'll remember that John the Baptist's father was one of them. It's only when Jesus goes to Jerusalem that he has confrontations with the clergy. Neither the Pharisees nor the scribes were priests. In the synagogue, anyone could get up and speak. And on the Sabbath, Jesus was invited. As soon as he opened his mouth, the people immediately sensed that here was someone different. The authority of the scribes was based on their understanding of the scriptures and the law. Jesus's teaching comes from an inner authority, an assuredness of truth that is new and surprising to his listeners. The people realized that he was not giving someone else's teaching, he was giving his own. As we hear in Matthew's gospel, "You have heard it said, but I say." Interestingly, Mark never tells us the content of Jesus' words, only that he spoke not only with authority, but also acted with authority. Right there, as he spoke, there was a man with an unclean spirit. In the time of Jesus, if anyone was sick or acted in an abnormal way, they were said to have an unclean or evil spirit. It was thought that such people as epileptics, paralytics, the blind, and the mentally disturbed were the victims of some force that invaded their bodies. Were these spirits real? It's difficult to say. Obviously, some would have had a simple medical diagnosis today. The point is that they were healed, made whole again by Jesus, and they were liberated from their afflictions. We're told that no one asks for help for this poor man, that it's the unclean spirit recognizing Jesus' mission to confront and overcome the power of evil, who cries out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us?" They are questions full of terror and resistance. It is, however, the same spirit that recognizes Jesus' true identity, saying, "I know who you are, the Holy One of Israel, the Holy One of God. Because he has true authority, Jesus renders the unclean spirit powerless. The people are amazed and ask, "What is this?" As we follow the rest of Mark's gospel, we'll see that the authority of Jesus draws some towards him, but sets him in conflict with many others. I don't think it's a coincidence that the response to our responsorial psalm this evening is, "If today you hear God's voice, harden not your hearts." Note that it doesn't say when you hear God's voice, but instead, if you hear God's voice. Hearing God's voice isn't something we can take for granted. Let's pray that this evening we will hear God's voice speaking with authority through Jesus, and that our hearts will not harden in response to what he says to us. Please join me in the Nicene Creed, which you will find on the inside cover of your blue hymnal. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead. His kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who Father and the Son, with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us pray for our needs, confident that God hears the prayers of his people.
Let us pray for all those who lead in the church. May they always speak and act with the truth and love of the gospel. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Let us pray for an end to war and a reign of peace. May nations and people seek dialogue over violence. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
On this Holocaust Remembrance Day, let us pray for our Jewish brothers and sisters. May the memory of the Holocaust impel each of us to stand against genocide and hate everywhere. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Let us pray for the parishioners at our sister parish, Maria Madre, and our parishioners who will visit them this week. May they accompany one another in love and work together towards peace. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
As we begin Catholic Schools Week, let us pray for Catholic educators and students. May they grow in knowledge of God and become men and women for others. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Let us pray for the sick, especially Teresa Watzka and Elizabeth Keene. May they be comforted by God's holy people. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Let us pray for those who have died, especially Sandy Brown, Richard Itlog, Thomas Anthony Strike, Tyler Dunaway, and Father John Kroc. May they rest in light and peace. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. Good and gracious God, you call us to share in your holiness. Hear these prayers and the prayers of our hearts, that we might realize your kingdom we might realize your kingdom present among us. We ask you this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
In your hymnals, number 902, number 902.
So let us pray that our sacrifice will be accepted by God, our loving Father. May the Lord accept the sacrifice at our hands. Praise and glory of God's name, for our good and the good of God's holy church. O Lord, we bring to your altar these offerings of our service. Be pleased to receive them, we pray, and transform them into the sacrament of our redemption. We ask this through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you. Let us lift up our hearts and let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, for in you we live and move and have our being. And while in this body, we not only experience the daily effects of your care, but even now possess the pledge of eternal life. For having received the first fruits of the Spirit, through whom you raised up Jesus from the dead, we hope for an everlasting share in the Paschal mystery. And so with all the angels and the saints, we praise you as in joyful acclamation, a joyful celebration, we acclaim.
Alleluia, holy, holy Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, the Father.